Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Kick off your personal injury claim at hampsonhughes.com.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Pre-match.
It's a huge game for both because you cannot lose three games on a trot at Everton. That's our standards and that's our expectations. So every game that we go into, we go with a real clear mind of what to do and a real desire to perform well. And it is a big game for both clubs because we're both in a similar situation.
Yes, well, will the new year bring a change in fortune for Everton? A very warm welcome from here at the KC Stadium, where the Blues signed off their campaign last season with a comfortable 2-0 victory. Well, it's been anything but comfortable for Evertonians of late. A third successive league defeat on Sunday was not how we wanted the year to end. A return to winning ways is desperately needed, and this may be just the place where Everton can turn it around against a Hull side who've the worst home record in the Premier League. Roberto Martinez rings the changes again. Five in all from the side that started the game at Newcastle on Sunday. In come Jagielka, Besic, Naismith, Barkley and Morales. Joel Robles continuing in goal, of course. Tim Howard out for up to 6 weeks. The back four in front of him today, Seamus Coleman, Antolin Alcaraz, Phil Jagielka, who's the skipper, and Leighton Baines back at left back. Then it's Mohamed Besic and Gareth Barry in front of them. And Ross Barkley, Stephen Naismith and Kevin Morales, with Aruna Kone keeping his place, his second Premier League start for the Blues. On the bench, Samuel Eto'o, Aidan McGeady, Brian Oviedo, Romelu Lukaku, Sylvain Distan, Christian Atsu back from injury, and Russell Griffiths, the substitute keeper. Now, as far as Hull are concerned, it could be three centre-backs for Steve Bruce today, or could go with a back four, which would be Alan McGregor in goal, and then a back four of James Chester, Alex Bruce, Curtis Davis, and Andrew Robertson, who's back in the side today. A midfield of Ahmed El-Mohammadi, David Myler, Jake Livermore, and Gaston Ramirez, with Nikita Jelovic and Abel Hernandez up front for Hull. Jelovic, of course, back against his old club again. 21 goals in the blue jersey. He's got five this season for Hull. On the bench for the home side, Liam Rossignol, Robbie Brady, Harry Maguire, Yannick Sagbo, Tom Ince, Sone Aluko, who got the goal at Goodison in the 1-1 draw earlier this season, and Steve Harper is the substitute keeper. Our man in the middle is Kevin Friend from Leicester. It's his fourth Everton game this season, surprisingly. He's not done any of Hull's matches, but he was in charge of Everton's draw against Arsenal, the defeat at Manchester United, and the draw at home to Swansea. All time we had a win under his control. So, we're about to get underway. Everton will kick off from right to left as we look, attacking the goal away to our left and in the corner of Alan McGregor's goal. The Everton fans just away to his left. And a good number of them have made the trip up the M62.
Yeah, definitely, Alan. We want them to start, the team to start quickly. You know, we've talked about it time and time again about having to react after going a goal down. We started well at Newcastle, got ahead. It's important we try and do the same again today and keep that lead and hopefully add to it.
Here we go then. 2015 is about to get underway for Everton. Everton kicking off and prodding the ball forward immediately for Kevin Morales. Back for Stephen Naismith. It's a positive start by Everton with a ball into the box for Morales. Just too far ahead of him, and it goes behind for a goal kick.
Well, we talked about positive starts. That's straight from the kickoff. Four or five passes exchanged. Just too much on the final ball from Naismith. A good run from Morales.
Well, let's hope Everton can continue in that vein throughout this game and 2015, on the front foot from the off. Goal kick taken and headed on by El-Mohammadi, or Abel Hernandez down the right-hand side for Hull. He's got Jelovic inside the penalty area. Hernandez, the Uruguayan forward, has the ball taken from him, and Ross Barkley has it for Everton to try and play it forward to pick out Morales, but cut out by Alex Bruce.
I think it's the three centre-backs, and it's Gareth Barry who's playing the third centre-back role on the left-hand side, but Baines and Coleman push forward.
The game.
Everton on the front foot again, down the right-hand side with a great ball from Besic in for Kone. Chance here for Everton. Kone inside the six-yard box, tries to pull it back for Nate Smith. And in the end, the chance has gone.
Oh, what a chance. What a chance. And it all comes from great play from Mo Besic down the right-hand side. Wins a tackle from Jelovic and just advances. Puts a great ball through the inside right channel to Kone, who does well. Just can't pick out Naismith. But carved through the back line of Hull.
Yeah, they were opened up. David Myler picks up into the penalty. A chance here for Hernandez. Hernandez is fouled.
Oh, he's given it.
He's given a free kick on the edge of the penalty area. I thought that was inside the box, Graham.
So did I, and I just thought it was a harsh decision anyway. I think that Hernandez had just ran into him. Well, that looks like in the penalty box to me.
Well, the only rerun we might get here is on the screens away to our left, but that looks inside the box to me, Graham. It's a long way away. Here's another run of it. That's a penalty.
Yeah, it's inside the box.
Surely if it's on the line, it's still a penalty.
Yeah.
The referee has given a free kick, and I have to say that looks inside the 18-yard box from the rerun that we've got on the screens, which are a fair distance away from us to the left-hand side. But Everton rather fortunate not to have conceded a penalty. It's a free kick right on the edge of the penalty area, and Hull are right to complain.
But a sloppy play from Everton, it's their own making. A sloppy play.
Abel Hernandez was the man brought down.
This is a real opportunity, a really good opportunity. I wouldn't be surprised if Jelovic fancies his chances here.
Well, Gaston Ramirez is over the ball as well.
I said, when you want your ball's just got to do its job and stand big. Don't be jumping, just stand.
Yeah, it's just outside the six-yard box, the wall.
It's going to be hard to get it up and down.
Yeah, it's very central as well. Let's hope Robles has got his wall sorted. Ramirez and Jelovic over the ball. Gaston Ramirez shapes to shoot, but it is Jelovic who blasts it in the end, high, right-footed over the bar.
Yeah, it was a bit close in, so it's a real let-off for Everton. You know, it looks like it was a penalty inside the box. You get out a jail card there.
Well, the man in the middle is our friend at the moment, Mohammadi, for Hernandez, who couldn't keep hold of it. Wins it back, though, takes it off Barkley, drills one towards goal, and Robles makes the save, and he's furious with Everton losing the ball 10, 15 yards outside the penalty area, which allowed the shot to come in from Hernandez and pushed behind for a corner by Robles.
Well, it's again Ross Barkley caught in possession. It's not quick enough, not alert enough.
Well, it's been a fiery opening to this game with efforts on goal at both ends as this corner is swung into the Everton penalty area. Jelovic tries to get there. He's committed a foul in the process, and it's a free kick to Everton, corner of the six-yard box.
After such a good start as well. You know, we've got the one end, and then again, it's nervousness in the back line that's giving them opportunities. It's been lazy in midfield. Here we go again, just lazy in the passing.
Here's Coleman for Everton. He's getting forward down the right-hand side. Now Ross Barkley turns the ball back for Besic. Besic for Barkley again, corner of the box. Puts one into the penalty area. Falls for Morales, first time shot from the edge of the penalty area is high over the bar.
Should have taken a touch, the ball got deflected to him, I thought. He had time and space to take that touch. Tried to hit it first time, well over the top. Certainly end-to-end stuff. Both sides going for it.
Well, good run by Ross Barkley here. Barkley driving forward from the halfway line, still going into the penalty area, goes down. Referee just looks at him and says play on, and the Hull fans applaud the referee. Everton have got the ball back, and now Ross Barkley's going to be booed. Now,
well, it was a forceful run, Alan.
Yeah, it was.
The ball was running away from him. Obviously can't see a replay, but Hull fans think he's been down too easy.
Well, he's been accused of that this season. That won't help. As Hull get the ball back to the goalkeeper, just McGregor clears. Here's Kone. Kone trying to fend off El Mohammadi, gets a free kick in the process. Free kick, touchline, left-hand side. Well, unfortunately,
Ross Barkley's going to get booed now by the whole fans.
That was the base of Ross Barkley. You know, the way he picked the ball up and ran out. But he's just overrunning the ball.
Does go down a bit easily. But he is running at pace at any sort of nudge.
So it's a little nudge.
Yeah. That is Davis. Forward for James Chester. Over the halfway line. Played inside for Ramirez, who's found Hernandez. Hernandez inside the penalty area, twists away from Barry, and then the shot is turned behind for a corner by Robles. I think it was going into the side netting anyway, but that's the danger you talked about, Graham.
Well, it is, and it's, the system's not working. The system's not working, and they're getting exposed down this side, and there's no pressure on the ball, and they're passing it simple, and they're picking their passes out. Hernandez again, getting on the side of Gareth Barry, goes past him at ease. Probably should have cut it back. Goes near post. Robles saves.
Ball's back with Everton inside their own half and played clear by goalkeeper Robles. Flicked on by Hull.
Second ball again.
Yeah, Myler for Rosinha. Rosinha driving it down the left edge of the box for Jelovic. Jelovic trying to take on Alcaraz inside the penalty area. Can't get past him. Ball away by Everton, but here's Rosinha, 10 yards outside the penalty area, putting one into the box. El Mohammedi scores. He got the better of Leighton Baines, and he arrowed his header down to the left of Robles, low into the left-hand side of Robles' goal, and that was far too simplistic. Rosinha's little ball into the penalty area. El Mohammedi allowed to muscle his way in front of Leighton Baines, and a simple header to see Hull leading Everton by a goal to nil.
Yeah, no pressure on the ball. Put the ball in the box. Poor defender on the back post. Getting out muscled El Mohammedi. Poor defender. Good header from El Mohammedi, don't get me wrong. Gets in front there, but we've given it to him again. We've talked about it all the first half. They've won every second ball. They've looked hungrier for it than what we have. And again, how many times do we see no pressure on the ball? Put it in an area. And El Mohammedi coming in on the right-hand side. Leighton Baines will be disappointed. But the three centre-backs from Real, we've talked about they could play it again. But I would rather have a centre-back who's a centre-back playing there. Gareth Barry, you know, is a midfield player.
Jelovic down this right-hand side.
Got to be careful.
Ramirez, I should say. Gaston Ramirez. Just kept the ball in play and got it back inside to El Mohammedi and then Myler. Switched by Ramirez for Liam Rosinha coming forward here. Rosinha for Hernandez, unmarked inside the penalty area. His shot was blocked, and then the subsequent effort is blazed wide.
Well, I'm afraid the three centre-backs ain't working. It ain't working because of getting down the sides all day long. Seamus Coleman that time pushed forward, and then acres of space to play the ball into.
Everton trailing by a goal to nil. And at times, at sixes and sevens. And there's Hernandez
pucking
the ball forward. Robles has stayed on his line. Jelovic is through, and Jelovic has scored against his old club. It had to be at some stage. Nikita Jelovic doesn't celebrate, but he has put Hull 2 goals to the good with his 6th of the season here. The man who scored 21 goals in the blue jersey scores against Everton, who were exposed terribly. Awful defending. He beat the offside trap after the ball was hooked high into his path. Robles stayed on his line, and Jelovic just lobbed it over his head. And Everton are in disarray. Hull City 2, Everton 0.
I'm not sure what the goalkeeper's doing for an effort to save the ball, but as I said before, the defendant is absolutely atrocious. He can't move it. One hopeful ball flicked over. This is stuff he saw 25 years ago. You know, just in park football, just knocked on for a striker to run onto. Absolutely awful defending.
Ramirez to the edge of the penalty area, a little 1-2, which didn't come off. Hull wants a free kick, but play goes on. And El Mohammedi can put it into the penalty area, but cut out by Ross Barkley. And the half-time whistle blows at the KC Stadium. Huge applause from the home fans, because they've seen desire and commitment rewarded with 2 whole goals. But as far as Everton are concerned,
They've been at sixes and sevens at times. Have given the ball away far too easily. Haven't really threatened McGregor's goal. Haven't won any second balls. And have quite simply fallen apart late on in this second half. And they go in trailing by 2-0. And they have a real big task to turn this one around, Graham.
Rolled over. It's as simple as that. Rolled over. Everything you said there, Al, second to every ball, never won a tackle, they've been more aggressive, they've been up for it. The two front players are causing problems. We're defending hopelessly. No, the second goal is a prime example. What we're trying to do, I don't know. Not good enough. And you can say, well, we've had injuries and everything else. That is not good enough. Away from home, you roll up your sleeves and you dig in and you realise that this is going to be tough. Roma said, we win tackles, blah, blah, blah. Nothing. Just let the game go away from them. They were hungrier in every single department. First goal, poor goal to concede. Ball into the box, no pressure on the ball. Free header on the back post, out muscles, late in vain. Bad enough. Second goal was Fred Carnels. But it's overall, the worrying thing is the lack of fight to make that second ball, to get in the tackle, to win that, you know, to just roll up your sleeves and say, right, we're away from home, we're against a team that haven't won. Come on, we've got to go and do something about it. And it's really, really disappointing. He's got a big 45 minutes ahead of him, he's got a big 15 minutes ahead of him. He needs to get in that dressing room, and whether he likes it or not, he needs to ball a few people out and just say, listen, this ain't happening. Ross Bartley's picking up the ball in the wrong end, giving the ball away. He said one run where he could have got a foul, he wanted a yellow card. But overall, we're not at the races. We are not at the races. And the three centre-backs, and he's made the decision to play Gareth Barry there. It's a surprise to me. Just looking now, Sylvain Distan's out warming up. I wouldn't be surprised if that's one change at half-time, because okay, we're 2-0 down, he's got to bring Lukaku on, you know, to hope for a goal, and he's just got to go for the second half, because the punters won't accept that. Again, away from home, and they haven't seen anything. You know, we've had a couple of half chances. As you said, McGregor hasn't been called upon. So that is a really, really poor as it gets, 45 minutes defensively all over the place.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Score up to £2,000 cash advance when your claim's accepted. See website for terms.
Perfect timing. Welcome back inside the KC Stadium, where the second half is about to kick off, and Hull will do that on referee Kevin Friend's whistle. There it is. Let me tell you about the substitutions that have been made at half-time. Everton have taken off Mo Besic and Kevin Morales and replaced them with Brian Oviedo and Romelu Lukaku. And as far as Hull are concerned, one change. Gaston Ramirez has made way for Robbie Brady. Robbie Brady is on for Gaston Ramirez. But let's talk to Sharpie about the Everton substitutions.
Well, what they've done, they've kept the three centre-backs and they put Oviedo on the wide left-back role and shoved Leighton Baines into the centre.
Yeah.
You know, to play alongside Stephen Naismith. And then I think they've just got Barkley in the hole behind the two strikers.
Here is Barkley. He's picked up that ball. Well, he's got a chance inside the penalty area. He's missed his kick. He just got a challenge as he went to play that ball across the box. Here he is again, putting it into the penalty area. Takes a deflection and loops up into the air for Alan McGregor to claim.
Half a chance. As you said, Alan's miskicked it. And a great opportunity.
Stephen Naismith. Just right of centre.
Oh,
it's a poor pass. Didn't find Lukaku, who does get the ball back thanks to a mistake by Hull's Liam Rossignol, who's down injured, and he looks in some pain as well. He's off the pitch, and I think he slipped awkwardly there, and that is a problem for Hull. Play goes on with Everton, and Leighton Baines on the ball. Baines with a ball into the box for Barkley. Chance to turn and shoot. Barkley, still Barkley. Great save, McGregor. Wonderful save from Barkley's left-footed shot, which was almost on top of him. And that could be one of the pivotal moments of this game.
Yeah, it's a great save. Great save. Just thought he took too long, Ross Barkley, but he eventually got his shot away, and it's a fantastic save. McGregor, strong right hand.
Liam Rossignol is being administered off the pitch. He's on a stretcher. And it's a sorry end for him, having come on as a substitute.
Yeah, right away he knew something was wrong. You know, so on comes Harry Maguire now, I think.
Young, he's the only other defender they've got on the bench.
21-year-old defender who signed from Sheffield United in the summer. He's going to come on very shortly for what will be only his second Premier League substitute appearance. Play goes on with Hull down the left-hand side. Robbie Brady has just ghosted past Naismith. He's pulled the ball back to Hernandez, who thankfully for Everton couldn't control.
Well, we'll lose the ball here.
Ball's back into the Everton penalty area with Jelovic. Jelovic puts it across the six-yard box. And how did Hernandez not connect with that? Everton are fortunate to still be only two goals down.
Jelovic is causing problems as well. Alcaraz, Barry.
Here's Lukaku. Lukaku for Coleman. Coleman down the right edge of the box. Chance to put one into the penalty area. Naismith! Oh, that was a chance, and the shot is blocked inside the penalty area.
Should have scored.
Here's Hernandez and a foul by Alcaraz, who has already been booked here, and he's going off. Alcaraz is going to get a second yellow, and Everton's misery is compounded as they are reduced to 10 men. Alcaraz with the foul on Jelovic. Blocked his path, and he is off.
I'm not sure about that, Al. I think the referee's... I don't know whether it's for his reaction afterwards. I think that's a harsh one.
Ball forward from Coleman. Mistake by Curtis Davis allows Aruna Kone to pick up possession here. Kone into the penalty area. Curtis Davis recovers, gets the tackle in, and Hull City get the ball away via Brady. Long forward, Hernandez is going to get there, Hernandez is going to score, no, he's hit it wide as Robles came off his line. The ball was over Gareth Barry and Abel Hernandez almost putting Hull three goals up wide.
Oh, what a ball, but again, no, he's gone down with cramp. No, what a ball from Robbie Brady to pick him out.
Brady for Myler, Brady again. Stoppage time is up. Everton have fallen to a fourth successive league defeat. Five successive defeats on the road. 2015 starts as 2014 ended. Everton, woeful. Happy New Year. I do not think so. Everton have got an awful lot of work to do to put things right in the Premier League. Hull City start the year with a bang. 3 points and only a second home win of the season for them. They move to within 2 points of Everton in the Premier League table. It was a day when Everton were at sixes and sevens in the first 45 minutes. Couldn't string passes together. Couldn't hurt McGregor in the Hull goal. And quite simply, could not defend, conceding two goals, the first to El Mohammadi on 33 minutes, a simple header from a Rossini ball in, the second from the former Blue, Nikichi Jelovic, dinking the ball over goalkeeper Robles 3 minutes before half-time, and sealing Everton's fate. The Blues were simply not at the races. They looked ragged at times, disjointed, and they look aside in a little bit of a crisis.
Definitely, Al. Crisis is the word as well, because you can see in the second half there was a bit of more urgency, but not enough for me. I thought we were lackadaisical all over the park. You know, they looked hungrier for it. You know, OK, we have a few shots in the second half. McGregor makes a save from Ross Bartley. Might have made a difference. But overall, you'd say the best team won for me. The team that were hungrier, they looked like... If there was a team there fighting for their lives, it wasn't Everton, it was Hull. You know, and that's for me, that's bad. If you're going away to Hull and you're getting out-fought, come off it. Come on, it's not Barcelona, it's Hull. And I just thought we were out-fought. Second to every ball, goals we conceded, poor goals yet again. And that, for me, the system didn't work with the three centre-backs, with Gareth Barry playing in there. I think we got exposed. I think Jelovic, I had run the Jelovic and Hernandez caused us problems all day. But I'd have to say it, they looked up and, listen, the lads were trying, wasn't they, to throw in the towel, Baines and that harrying at the end and things like that, but you can't afford to just do it at the end. 0-0 is when you've got to roll your sleeves up and say, we're digging in here, but we didn't, and the goals we conceded were poor, and we didn't show enough to get anything. You know, I don't know, second half we'll say it was a little bit better, but still wasn't good enough, not from what we've come to expect from them. Hardly troubled McGregor, but overall not good enough, and continue to play like that, you ain't going up the way, you're going down the way, and that's a worrying thing. And look at other results now, and you're looking over your shoulder, and that's what you have to do, and it's not too good to go down here. But we put in performances that between now and the end of the season, I doubt we'll win a game. I'll tell you that right now, because the games that are coming up are Man City, difficult, West Ham in the Cup, difficult. Mm. You know, new manager at West Brom, yeah. Difficult. So it's not going to come easy. So the players have got to roll up their sleeves and find it from somewhere, because if they keep putting performances in like that, they ain't going to go up the way the table they're going, they're going to go down the way. And that's a worrying thing for the Evertons that came here today and saw that, first half especially, not good enough.
I'm looking at the league table and see Everton 4 points away from the drop zone.
Yeah.
It does not make
good reading. It doesn't lie. You know what's the thing? The table doesn't lie. Whether you're top or the bottom, the table doesn't lie. And we deserve to be in the table where we are. You know, we could have conceded a penalty early on. You know, the referee was up and down again for both teams. But from an Everton point of view, can't afford to keep putting in performances like that, because you ain't going to win many points.
Yet another defeat, Graham, and yet another day you're going to struggle to name a motor range man of the match.
Yeah, I am. I thought Coleman stuck to the task. I thought Bainesy stuck to the task as well, but I'll give it to Jagielka. I think at times he was defending on his own at times, and it was difficult for him, you know, against Jelovic and Hernandez. But for me, to keep going to the end, you know, in the right attitude and spirit, probably Phil Jagielka.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're here for you. Claim now at hampsonhughes.com.